Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. To ask a question, please press star then one. Today's conference is being recorded. If there are any objections, please disconnect at this time. I'd now like to turn the meeting over to the first presenter for today's conference, J.R. Nelson.
Thank you, Dory. Good afternoon, good morning, and good evening to all of you. Thank you for joining us on today's call, particularly because we're so close to the end of the quarter. I'm J.R. Nelson, and I'll be hosting today's call. For those of you who don't know me, I'm the worldwide channel sales leader for the WebSphere appliances, DataPower, WebSphere Cloudburst, the XC10, and Cast Iron. We appreciate your time and your support for the DataPower family of appliances. The objectives of today's call are to help you close 3Q DataPower deals and to build 4Q pipe. We will do this by updating you on enhancements we've made to the WebSphere appliances business partner channel program, by providing details about a specific DataPower play to help you identify new opportunities and increase your customer base, by discussing updates to the Partner World Sales Kit that provide information to help you close business, and by reviewing a very valuable asset you can use that is focused on ROI. So, to get started, let me introduce the team that will be presenting on today's call and the agenda. Scott Crinac will be our first speaker. Scott is a teammate and is the WebSphere appliances leader from our worldwide business line management team. Scott will discuss the expanded appliance loaner program he has been a leader in developing that will make more appliances accessible to the business partner channel for enablement and demand generation through sales closing processes. Another team member is Sandy Bickett, who is the worldwide WebSphere GB sales leader focused on North America. Sandy will discuss a competitive win-back opportunity and cover the enhancements to the DataPower sales kit housed in Partner World. Our final presenter is Steve Sayer, who is the IBM WebSphere Americas sales executive responsible for leading the Business Value Assessment, BVA, practice for the East IMT. Steve will discuss the BVA program and review the results of a DataPower-focused assessment to convey the types of use cases DataPower addresses and the value DataPower creates. At the end, if we have time, we'll take some questions. So let's get started. Scott, please take us through the programs you have created to help identify, progress, and close appliance sales.
Thanks, J.R. Unlike most of the Passport Advantage products that can be acquired through the Software Access Catalog on Partner World for non-production use, it's important for our business partners to gain access to the WebSphere appliances. The WebSphere Appliance Worldwide Network Access is a remote access program where business partners, regardless of the location and time zone, can access a WebSphere DataPower appliance for non-production use for such as enablement, development, test, and pre-sales activities. Now, this comes with a number of benefits. Number one is no charge. It also provides remote access around the globe. It has secure remote access infrastructure. And this allows business partners to use access for training purposes, develop, test activities, just in the same manner as a physical device in their own office. And it can also be used in the sales capacity for demos and POCs. Plus, it allows multiple users. So when you get set up on the network, we will provide you a number of access IDs. Also, some goals we hope you expect you will achieve. Number one, to grow your appliance skills within your practice. Also, to develop tests and demonstrate your applications. Now, these are two examples of where the multiple IDs will benefit as you would have your team engage with this network. Another area where the remote access adds value to our WebSphere appliance for business partners is to validate your solution as a ready for WebSphere DataPower or ready for WebSphere Cloudburst appliance. Now, this is a new lab-based initiative that I will discuss further in a moment, but another area where remote access and the interaction with WebSphere appliance business partner technical professional teams can prepare partners to offer and sell solutions and applications with the WebSphere appliances. And then finally, from a sales perspective, the remote access can be used for functional POCs to help close sales opportunities. Now, these appliances actually reside within our Dallas IBM Innovation Center, usually referred to as an IIC. And the devices will be supported. There's a few of them. Now, it's the WebSphere Data Power Appliance models. This would include the XI50, the XI50B, which is the blade offering, the XB60, and the XC10 caching device. In addition, the WebSphere CloudBurst appliance. Now, if you're looking to gain access to this network, we do ask that business partners be authorized WebSphere appliance resellers, or also if they're participating in the WebSphere Appliance Ready For initiative, which I'll discuss more in a minute. In terms of a specific focal point to contact, please contact myself, Scott Cronach. I have my email there, and then we can talk to understand your needs, your skill levels, and the amount of IDs needed if this is a fit for you. So, Kevin, if you kindly move us to the next slide, slide 5, I'll just take a minute to describe our Ready For WebSphere Data Power and WebSphere CloudBurst initiative. This is a new initiative which we're excited about. As we've received feedback from various ISVs and SIs around the globe, there's some need to validate their applications and solutions with either WebSphere Data Power or WebSphere CloudBurst appliances. Through the interaction with WebSphere Appliance technical specialists, the WebSphere CloudBurst or Data Power business partner application, and our own team, this is a great way to actually leverage the remote worldwide access that I had described on the prior slide. This initiative was designed to actually design, test, and validate your existing application or new solution as ready for the WebSphere Data Power or WebSphere CloudBurst appliances. It allows our partners to do a number of things. It allows you to market your application or solution with proven performance. It also allows you to reduce costs through efficiency, especially during that evaluation and purchasing cycle. And also, it drives customer satisfaction due to the fact that through this validation and this ready-for process, you'll be following some criteria, which will also be allowing your team to gain skills around the WebSphere appliances through design, test, and validation efforts. There are a number of partner benefits available for exposure of the ready-for for the ready-for program, which would vary by geo due to the fact we would expect these benefits to be centered around your participation in certain events or announcements of your Ready For application in various internal or external communications. We have WebSphere technical appliance consultants available for assistance, and also this is another area where there's no cost for business partners to participate. If you have any additional questions or you're looking to get started, please contact me, and I'm happy to start the dialogue on how to move forward. So if we were to move to slide 6, I will briefly discuss the WebSphere Appliance Physical Loaner Program. So as we were discussing before, we're excited about the remote network program that we have into place, and we expect that to be used for the larger WebSphere Appliance business partner community. But also realize there is a need, specifically a sales need, for partners to use physical devices to close their business partner-led opportunities. We've recently made some investments to launch a loaner program to help close business partner-engaged opportunities. As our devices are limited for this program, this loaner program, the requirements will be more specific and definitely handled on a more case-by-case basis. The use of the WebSphere Appliance loaners will be very sales-driven, as you would expect. Number one, it's prioritized to close business partner engaged opportunities. The primary activity we would expect for the loaner devices would be delivering POCs to end clients. But keep in mind, this could also be used for demos, POTs, and application development and tests to help position the business partner to close on these immediate opportunities. Please keep in mind that these appliances are not for resale and not for try and buy. Also, they are not part of the business partner's property. And for each case that gets approved for the loaner device, a time duration and revenue generation objective will be established within the loaner agreement. Requirements will expand further to understand the current opportunity, but some general requirements are that the business partner be an authorized WebSphere appliance reseller, and also that the partner must be active in utilizing SBI with current approved opportunity identification and also opportunity ownership entries within GPP. So, to expand on the present on the presence of Software Value Incentive, or SVI, for the WebSphere appliances. I'll pass the mic back over to J.R. Nelson, the Worldwide WebSphere Appliances Channel Sales Leader, as we move to your as we move to the next slide. Thanks for your time. J.R.?
Thank you, Scott. Great job, and we're excited by the enhancements you've made to increase the appliances available to our business partners. I'd like to reemphasize one of the areas Scott touched on, and that is the reseller's use of SVI. It's very important that we increase the use of SVI, and we will use this program to help prioritize the BP's access to appliances. We need our resellers identifying new opportunities and progressing them through to close. Sandy Carter and other software executives have talked about the need for our channel community to do this, that to meet our revenue objectives requires this contribution from our resellers. That is why the Software Group Business Partner Channel Program has been expanded so significantly in 2010, as Sandy has discussed with us numerous times. Data Power is in SVI in North America, Latin America, across all the Europe IoTs, in Australia and New Zealand, in India and South Asia, and in ASEAN. SVI pays a reseller for identifying new opportunities when they close and for influencing the sale. The payments are 5% for OI and 5% for influencing the sale in integrated and aligned accounts, and 10% for OI and 10% for influencing the sale in general business accounts. Please focus on this important program. Thank you. Our next speaker is Sandy Bickett. Sandy, would you please take us through the win-back program and the sales kit enhancements?
I sure will. First of all, let me talk about the fact that I want to welcome you this morning. My name is Sandy Bickett, as JR said, and I'm on the worldwide sales team for WebSphere. For the next few minutes, I'm going to ask you to think competitively. I don't know about you, but I've always thought of selling as a hunting expedition. You know, the feeling, interviewing the customer to find that secret business problem that you only have the best set of tools to resolve. Over the next few slides, we're going to talk about all the tools and resources we have available to help you execute a successful data power hunt and implement a solution that the customer will be glad you stopped, dropped by to fix. Next slide, please. Here's my slide. I was looking for that to begin with. So as you can see, we're on the hunt. Next slide, please. As you may or may not know, Cisco has publicly announced end of life for their ACE XML gateway. We believe this is an opportunity for you, our partners, to approach Cisco ACE install base and ask if they own any of these devices, and what are their plans for replacing? One of our competitors, Layer 7, has already targeted this market and is actively promoting their migration capabilities. But you should know that several of those companies are already coming to us as an alternative to Layer 7. So we're asking you to get in the hunt and to rest assured that even if your customers don't have ACE installed hardware, there's always an opportunity for data power in any company. And IBM is here to arm you with the best value propositions and compelling reasons for your customers to buy from you now. Next slide, please. This is to show you that Cisco has publicly announced the end of life for their XML gateway, and we believe this is an opportunity for you, our partners, to approach Cisco and say, as of January 30th, 2010, Cisco is no longer going to sell this product. And we're asking, how long is your maintenance contract, and what are your plans for end of maintenance on this product? And perhaps we may be able to help you. Next slide, please. Now, let's talk about who wins this hunt. Who wins this hunt? The correct answer is everybody does. Our customers win because with one simple data power appliance, we can secure, simplify, and govern their environment. Our customers are able to slash their application maintenance charges with fast and flexible application integration. This frees up that all-important mighty IT budget and resources for new IT projects. With Data Power, customers can create new low-cost services by seamlessly bridging new Web 2.0 technologies to the back-end and core applications. All this using an ESB messaging and enrichment solution that gives our customers ROI within as few as 6 months. Let's take a look at how you, our partners, win. First of all, this is an $11.6 billion industry in 2010. Nice opportunity for all of us. And since IBM had acquired Data Power a couple of years ago, we've grown this business by 800%. And out of the 800%, our partners are participating at 30% of that 800%. So there's quite an opportunity for you to grow there. We've been proven to reduce sales cycles. If you take advantage of our loaner program, we've seen customers buy within 3 days of one of our loaner boxes going in and being placed on site. And last but not least, this gives you the chance to upsell to other IBM and hopefully WebSphere products within your customer base. Next slide, please. So why are WebSphere appliances gaining so much traction in the IT industry? Because Data Power is a purpose-built, finely tuned, consumable hardware platform designed to solve specific business problems. Data Power delivers a rich set of functions in a single device, including service level management to manage the volume and complexity of inbound and outbound transaction messages. It supports dynamic routing and load distribution to handle high volumes of traffic. Data Power delivers edge-based security with a deep, rich set of standards and capabilities at high performance rates. It enforces enterprise application and security policies, and it delivers transport and messages transformation. Data Power deploys in a simplified management model. It's a drop-in appliance form. It secures traffic for our customers quickly. It's easily maintained and updates as requirements expand, and it integrates with existing operations and your current operating environment. We support high-level certified security assurance. Data Power continues to gain recognition for certifications such as FIPS 140-2 Level 3 and Common Criteria of ELA 4, government-based standards proving the hardened security aspects of our Data Power solutions conform to some of the strictest security standards ever. Next slide, please. So how do you motivate customers to move from Cisco ACE to WebSphere? Well, here's a few steps that you can take. First of all, I am looking into purchasing Cisco lease expiration information. And what that means is I can go out to some of these UCC list security suppliers and say, I'd like to know what customers have Cisco technology that are coming off lease in the next 6 months, and I need their names and addresses and hopefully emails and telephone numbers. So I can help you put together a targeted list to go after. We also have updated and put out on Partner World something called the Data Power Partner World Sales Kit. I want you to go take a look at it, and I have some links that I will show you at the end of this presentation, some things that you want to take advantage of. For example, we have emails that you can send to this targeted set of customers. We have brochures. We have value propositions. We have lots of reasons to get Cisco customers excited about what IBM is doing in this space. We also encourage you to leverage Scott Krynock's loaner program. If you're a partner and you have opportunities and you want to put hardware in front of a customer so that they can put their hands on it and buy from you now, please don't hesitate to contact Scott. We also have ISSW has said that they're willing to help our business partners with qualified customers in terms of helping with migration plans and implementations. So I ask that here in the U.S., you connect with me, and my name is right there, sandybickett@us.ibm.com, and let me know that you may be interested in that kind of assistance with your customer, and we're happy to supply. Outside of the U.S., we ask that you connect with your IoT data power leader. Last but not least, we've also put together, since this is coming into Q4, some compelling reasons for your customers to buy from you now. First and foremost is the IBM 0% financing for the first 12 months and competitive rates for years 2 and 3. Please contact, that's a live link, please contact IBM Global Financing there. I know that it's available in the U.S. and it's dependent upon other IoTs and how they're approaching the market, but take advantage if it's applicable in your geography. Also, ask your channels reps about free customer education cards or impact tickets, free impact tickets for your customers to attend Impact next year. That's another great reason for your customers to buy from you now. Next slide, please. So let's hit the target with the Data Power Sales Kit. Next slide, please. So let's take a look at what's out there. As you will see, each of these assets have their own link. Please make sure that you copy this down and keep this with you. We have customer-facing presentations. We have conversation starters. We have client brochures. We have data sheets. We have test and development activities. And we help you get started in the data power business in terms of how do you qualify to resell. Next slide, please. So we ask that you use these assets and benefits to broaden your opportunity in your customer base. Introduce your customers to Data Power's lifecycle information management. Introduce your customers to security and how well Data Power integrates into their environment. So use these links with be sure to use these links throughout the sales cycle to help you identify, help you progress, and help you close. Next slide, please. I just want to say thank you very much. And, JR, will you introduce the next speaker, please?
Thank you, Sandy. We look forward to working with our resellers to help identify and displace Cisco ACE customers with Data Power. And we hope that you find the updates to the sales kit to be beneficial in closing three-Q activity and identifying opportunities in the fourth quarter. At this time, our final speaker is Steve Sayer. I know you will find Steve's discussion interesting and very valuable. Steve, take it away.
Thank you, JR. I am Steve Sayer, and I'm part of the America's WebSphere Value Assessment Team, and I'd like to talk to you about our WebSphere Business Value Assessments around the Data Power appliance. I'll talk about our methodology for doing value assessments and give you what I think is a typical result in a real BIVA that we did for a large international bank. I'd like you to be aware that we have a team in the Americas, and I'll have a slide on this to help you do follow-up contacts towards the end of the presentation, as well as worldwide resources to help you do business value assessments for our WebSphere solutions. We also have teams in the Rational, Lotus, IM, and other software brands, and indeed in our hardware brands, to also help you build strong business cases to augment your sales efforts. All WebSphere solutions have a strong value proposition compared to their competition and compared to where most customers are today, But Data Power represents an incredibly strong business case with very low acquisition costs and very high efficiency compared to typical alternatives like commercial software packages and custom code. Let's move on to slide 19 in your deck, please. Here's just a quick overview that you can share with clients if you'd like on what a WebSphere value assessment is about. It's a no-fee, typically 1 to 3 day workshop on-site with clients where we develop a comprehensive business case and a detailed, typically a 5-year cash flow model that captures the costs in terms of their timing and the benefits also in terms of their timing when you implement one or more IBM solutions. The activities involve working with clients, again, in workshop mode to identify a high-value project or business process that they'd like to enhance with a WebSphere solution. We define customer objectives, opportunities, and pain points. We align the solution capabilities that our solutions bring to the table. We align them with the pain points, and we define the benefits of implementing our solutions in an actual customer environment. And key to this is we work with a customer to quantify the value those solutions bring to those those areas of customer need. And we capture fixed costs like the costs of required hardware or education or training, along with variable costs like the size of a project over time. And we identify key cost drivers like the cost of a license, the cost of annual maintenance, those kinds of things in a very robust way that most customers don't typically put together. So what you end up with is a better business case than most customers would develop on their own, and you at IBM have led the way in providing this value leadership. So the deliverables typically are a 3 to 5 year cash flow model, and we're flexible there. You know, if a customer says, I need a 7 year or a 10 year cash flow model, we'll do that as well. But we define the business case to support annual funding. And again, we tend to look at things over a longer period of time than most clients would. Most customers tend to think, I'm going to go acquire this thing, so what's the impact on my budget this year? This gives us the ability to look at the customer's environment and sell over multiple years. So kind of lock in a commitment to the sale, to a maintenance stream, to a services contract, to perhaps bring along other IBM solutions along with it. So this workshop can help you capture the value leadership to augment the technical leadership that you've worked so hard to establish. Customers, frankly, expect this work from their vendors. Microsoft, Oracle, SAP, and most of your other competitors do this too. So if you don't do it, if you don't do strong value selling, you're typically going to get beaten to the punch by your competitors. Let's go on to slide 20, please. This is an interesting IDC study from 2008 that I want to represent here because I think it's a good surrogate for what's going on in the IT industry in general. And I label this challenges facing businesses today, IT challenges. So let's go through a couple of these statistics because I want to make a point with how Data Power can impact these things and how you can use a BEVA or a business value assessment to help identify how Data Power can help address many of these issues that customers are facing. So incredibly, the data that customers deal with and manage is doubling every 18 months, according to this IDC study. Server processing capacity is doubling every 3 years. That's an incredible growth rate. While hardware costs per capacity unit are declining, the cost to manage these systems has doubled since 2000, and frankly, it doesn't show much sign of diminishing. So labor costs, operational labor costs, are increasing dramatically. Power and cooling costs have doubled since 2000. Interestingly, the devices that are connected to networks are doubling every 2.5 years. So sensors, handhelds, all kinds of mobile communication devices are being added to networks at a very rapid pace. I'll let you read the rest of these things on your own, but two conclusions I would draw your attention to at the bottom here is application innovation, that which really drives client value, is being squeezed between IT budgets that have declined over the last couple of years and increasing maintenance costs because of these factors that I've identified here. So customers are really being squeezed with how to innovate, how to add technical capability that will make a difference in their business. So customer demand for solutions that deliver better efficiency than these traditional approaches like commercial software packages and custom code are increasing. And Data Power, of course, can deliver some solutions that really affect that dramatically. So let's go on to slide 21, please. If you take nothing else away from this presentation than this slide, I'd like you to really understand what I'm trying to depict here. This is a value proposition that I've defined for Data Power, and it's from an actual Beva workshop that we did in 2009 for a large international bank. And there are three categories that we looked at in this business value assessment. One was around the development of assets, and I'll share with you some details about the 10 use cases that we looked at here in just a moment. The second one was what we called maintenance, but what it really relates to is change to meet the dynamic needs of the business. So once you build components, whether they're routing components, security components, in this case B2B connections, et cetera, you can't just build them and forget them. They're subject to change as the customer's business environment changes. So this middle category is what I refer to as change. And the final category on the right is what we call administration, or really daily support and break fix. So once you build these connections, likewise, you have to implement small enhancements, not just major change, but also you have to fix them when they break and when something goes astray. So there are three main areas of client cost in development and maintenance of these assets that we're talking about defining in a Data Power environment. And as depicted here in this chart, the maroon color represented, in this case, what the customer's actual costs were on a relative basis with the tools that they had in place at the time. And I'll talk more about that as we go on. And the blue towers represent the estimated costs over the next 5 years in comparison using Data Power devices to do what the customer had been doing with commercial and custom packages. So Data Power has an incredible value proposition in terms of reducing the amount of time it takes to do development, the amount of time it takes to implement change in a dynamic business, and the amount of time it takes support personnel to implement the daily break fix and support issues that all customers face when they've built custom assets. So at the bottom, again, take this away from this presentation, please. Data Power indeed delivers selectable best practices, commonly used functions, in a fraction of the time of traditional custom programming or commercial packages. Actually, if you do the math here, and we'll share that with you in just a minute, it's about 10% of the cost of traditional approaches, that which your customer is probably doing today. So Data Power is equally agile for changes as well as development and for ongoing support. So if we look at this over a five-year life cycle cost, the cost for each artifact that we built, and I'll share more details on that in a moment, were about $2,300 over a five-year period, that's development and ongoing support, with Data Power, compared to about $21,000 for custom coding in this large international bank's environment. So about a 10% cost over a five-year period for Data Power. It's a value proposition that's very hard to beat. All right, let's go on to slide 22. So a business value assessment can help you quantify the value proposition of Data Power appliances in your actual customer's environment for a particular project that they need to implement. It will help you focus attention on value rather than on cost, help you close deals faster, and help you avoid discounting because the customer thinks your price is too high or because it's negotiating price is a normal part of their business. All right, so we deliver in a business value assessment a very robust, typically a five-year cash flow model that compares costs, for instance, in their current environment compared to implementing with a Data Power environment. We look at things like investment break-even, ROI, annual investment expenses, annual benefits, et cetera, and key is we look at this labor cost comparison that we just went through. So Beva does all these things for you, in a very short period of time in a very efficient way, and we do it with your customers so that it's not just our report, it's the customer's report. So let's move on to the next slide, slide 23, please. So let me get into the details of this particular study that we did in 2009 with a large international bank. So the customer identified the following pain points. They had two commercial B2B packages installed, and one that the customer had built in a custom way to manage their business partner communications. Right away, when you got three B2B solutions, it's a pretty good indication that none of them is meeting their needs very effectively. So they found that the cost to deploy solutions using these three choices was very high, and indeed the cost to maintain and change these assets once they built them was really prohibitively high. They really had determined them to be budget busters, and they knew they needed to make a change. And indeed, the time required to add new partners was approaching 6 months each, and that just became an unacceptable alternative. Further, they had an emerging requirement for security to control access and internal and external threat protection. That became a critical factor. Of course, DataPower does very well in that environment. And the lines of business in this large bank had lost faith in IT's ability to deliver productive solutions, evidenced by the fact that the commercial packages weren't meeting their needs and the custom package wasn't either. They needed ESB functions, B2B functions, as well as these emerging security capabilities. So the team proposed DataPower XB60s to meet these needs in a very robust way that gave the customer a significantly lower cost and higher functionality than any other solution they could define. So let's go on to slide 24. The customer defined 10 different use cases, and I won't go through all of these with you today. I'll let you read through these at your leisure, but we've got two slides that define these 10 use cases. Let me feature four of them. The first was B2B protocol handling. So they needed to provide a secure and scalable gateway, et cetera. So the customer anticipated that using their current environment, it would take them about 200 development labor hours for each B2B-enabled application in their current environment. With DataPower, conservatively, we could do that in 20 labor hours. So again, one-tenth of the labor hours. And as you'll see, that efficiency for development continued through future changes and future support requirements. Let me go to the second from the bottom here, what they call security AAA, or authentication, authorization, and auditing. So DataPower does that very well. The XB60 has got best practices security implemented. You just got to go in and specify it. So the customer found that to build that functionality with their current solutions would take them about 360 development labor hours, about 18 labor hours we estimated, again, conservatively in a DataPower environment. And they needed to do that for each B2B-enabled application. Let's go on to the next slide, and let me feature two more that they needed that were ESB kind of functions. The first being routing. So they needed to provide service virtualization of identity via dynamic content and content-based routing. So basically content-based routing here. Customer thought it would take them 140 labor hours in their current environment, about 20 hours worth of development hours in DataPower. Likewise, they needed to do message transformation, about 120 labor hours in their current environment, 40 for DataPower. Let's go on to just quickly slides 26 and 27. So this was a way to say, okay, over the next 5 years, starting in 2010, how many of these B2B-enabled applications or B2B partners or whatever the driver was of the development effort do we need to implement? So the customer made some estimates of how much they needed to build in the next 5 years. We captured that here and implemented it in a Veeva model that multiplied these events, how many assets do I need to build, by the labor hour estimates, and we included things like implementing reuse and other efficiencies that further drove down DataPower's development time and ongoing maintenance and support time. So let's go on to slide 28. So here's the punchline. Here's what the Veeva delivers in a very short period of time using a very nice methodology. The customer looked at hardware acquisition costs, the first one on slide 28, and they were considering about $1.2 million worth of DataPower devices, The alternative was for them to buy general purpose servers for about $1.2 million. So there was a savings there for Data Power, but a much bigger savings for software because, of course, those general purpose servers require software like WAS, for example. And their annual power consumption we also looked at, which was an advantage for Data Power. We looked at data center floor space requirements, annual operating costs, those kind of things, and we determined that the five-year operational costs for Data Power in this environment were about $146,000 compared to general purpose servers with software of about $841,000. So a huge operational cost savings for Data Power. Let's go on to slide 29, please. So given the same number of developer resources, they had three internal developers to do this work, it was going to take about 3,000 hours over a five-year period to develop these assets that we defined using Data Power, and almost 51,000 hours using these commercial and custom applications they had developed. It was about a 93% savings in development using the reuse factors we established for Data Power. So about 10 labor hours on average to build each asset with Data Power, about 166 hours to build them in their current environment, and dramatic savings in ongoing daily administration and ongoing change. So 60% savings in daily administration, daily break fix, and about a 96% savings in the ability to change to meet the dynamic needs of the business. Go on to slide 30, please. So in quick summary, if we'll focus down towards the bottom here, the five-year lifecycle cost for the average artifact, that's development and ongoing support over a period of time, was about $2,200 in Data Power, about $21,000 in their current environment, about an 85% savings for Data Power. The TCO, or the total cost of ownership over 5 years for these two approaches, less than $2 million for Data Power and almost $9 million in their current environment, represented about a 78% savings. Now, an important note here is, as Beavas go, this is unusually strong savings. We normally show 30 or 40% savings for the average WebSphere solution. And generally, 30 or 40% savings in a project is compelling. Most customers would agree to do that kind of in a heartbeat. 78% savings really represents an incredible value proposition for the Data Power family of solutions. And it's because of that initial chart I showed you where Data Power simply has a dramatically efficient development environment, dramatically efficient ongoing support environment compared to any other alternative. So the five-year ROI for this solution was over 500%. The investment break-even was less than 9 months. This was a solid winner, and this really was an unusually strong value proposition, and that's what we typically find with Data Power. Let's move on to slide 31, please. So this is the five-year cash flow model that comes out of Aviva. So you see across the top, I'm sure this is a challenge to read, but if you can, this is 5 years worth of future projected costs. At the top is the WebSphere Data Power environment. At the bottom is the client's current environment. So we projected costs to build these assets in the current environment compared to Data Power. And again, what we show is categories for software acquisition, hardware acquisition, startup like education and training. We might have some consulting services. We focused on design, build, and test. That's the development environment that goes over a five-year period. Then we focused on things like ongoing annual software maintenance. In this case, we didn't have any hardware that we defined in the Data Power environment. We called the Data Power device software. And we had software maintenance. We had code maintenance and that notion of administration that we talked about earlier, that daily break fix area. So we compared the two. We came up with $6.8 million of savings for Data Power over 5 years on a net present value basis, or a 78% savings compared to their current approach. Next on slide 32 is an investment break-even. The Beva comes with a variety of graphics to help you graph and show graphically the impact of these investments. Typically on this slide, as is in this one, the WebSphere solution is going to start out being more expensive than the alternative because, of course, you've got an investment in acquiring the solution, in this case the Data Power appliances. But very quickly, and in this case in less than 9 months, the Data Power cost breaks even with or becomes less expensive than their current projected costs in their current environment. So this is a very, again, powerful value proposition. Okay. Wrapping up, let's go to slide 33. Here's a typical BEVA timeline. So if you're interested in doing a business value assessment, the key to this is we're leading up to this on-site workshop of 1 to 3 days with a client. Some of these can be done over the telephone, by the way, but we like to do this because it's a great sales call. It's a great selling opportunity for us to be with a customer face-to-face and understand his needs and share with him how our solution will do things more efficiently for them. But we typically need a couple of weeks of planning, and the customer does too, to lead up to that workshop. And we typically need a week or so after the workshop to pull together a summary PowerPoint deck or perhaps to iterate the BEVA model we've built with some what-if scenarios that the customer might have. So just to recap, this is a joint client and IBM team effort. We don't want to do these without the client's involvement. We want the client to have confidence in the numbers and take this forward as something that they believe they can deliver. All right, going on to slide 34. This is the Americas Business Value Assessment Team for WebSphere. So reporting to Kim Overbay in the east, we have Glenn Ritchie and Tom Cangelosi. Tom is a new IBM employee that we recently hired from Independence Blue Cross, and he brings a lot of very valuable customer focus to these BEVA efforts, and he's a very strong new IBMer. We think he'll really help. So he's got responsible for Northeast, Glenn Ritchie for Southeast and Mid-Atlantic, and anything related to WebSphere Virtual Enterprise. In the West, Lisa Yanker's team consists of John Kondaxis and Paul Stefanich. So we've got four resources in the East to do these things. Let's move on to slide 35. From the worldwide team, we have a lot of resources. I've highlighted four of them here for you. Marietta Cope, Billy Parker, and Hans Scali report to Tom Robertson, the Business Integration Tiger Team, BUE. We also have Jack Schiff, who reports to the BPM Worldwide WebSphere Tiger Team. But we have a number of additional resources that are available. But my suggestion is if you're in the U.S., contact U.S. or Canada, contact one of the people on the previous slide, Tom Cangelosi, Glenn Ritchie, John Kondaxis, or Paul Stefanich. If you're on outside the U.S. and Canada, contact one of these worldwide resources, and they'll help focus help on wherever we can provide it the best and from whichever team is most appropriate. And so that concludes my presentation. JR, back to you.
Thank you, Steve, very much. Wanted to make a couple of points here on what Steve's presented. Obviously, the example he used with us is extremely compelling. And even if you use the 30 to 40% return that he said is more typical, that's compelling. But what he's looked at and what he's shown us here are cost comparisons with and without Data Power. The other thing we need to take into consideration and discuss is what is the value of having those applications up and running sooner? What is the value to look at for the IT organization to be looked at by the lines of business as responsive and capable of helping them do their job better to promote profit in the line of business? So there's some additional things you can be looking at and discussing. Think of it in terms of if you can go to a line of business executive and say if we could get your applications up and running and enhanced in doing it in 30 days instead of 3 months, wouldn't that provide value to you? And you'll start to get interest on the part of the lines of business executives so that you can pull them into the conversations as well to help solidify the sale. One of our future presentations, and we're going to try and do it in the mid-October timeframe, is to have Hans Scali, who Steve referenced here, go through the same type of a thing here with the rapid value assessment tool, which is basically it is the same concept as the BVA, but it's a tool that the business partners and the IBMers can use where they don't want to get into the formal BVA, they don't have the capacity or They want to handle it on their own. That's another tool that's available to us. Many partners have seen it before, but we're going to review that again in the future. So I wanted to also say this is the first of what we hope will be more webinars on the appliances, and I would appreciate your input on other subjects that you'd like to have covered during some of these webinars. For instance, if we do one in mid-October with Hans, and that's 20 to 30 minutes of the time, what other subjects would you like to hear? So with that, we've got some time for questions. So, Dory, could you review again the process for the folks to ask questions? And let's turn it over. Thank you.
Thank you. At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press star, then one. You will be prompted to record your first and last name. To withdraw your request, press star two. Once again, to ask a question, press star, then one now. Once again, to ask a question, press star, then one. Please stand by for our first question. Our first question comes from Pat Phillips. You may ask your question.
Hey, JR and team. Great job. Good morning. Question for you guys on the remote access, network access for the appliances. Are there going to be any software options loaded on any of those appliances, or is there an opportunity to have them loaded on them if there's a special need or request?
If you're referencing the Data Power appliance, the software options will be included, AO, ODBC. I'm not sure if TIBCO's on there or not, and TAM is on there.
Okay.
In reference to Cloudburst, to the XC10, where a server and the hypervisor function is needed, that's one of the reasons we're using the IICs, where that other equipment does exist and can be utilized.
Cool. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks, Pat.
At this time, we have no additional questions.
All right. Again, thank you all for your time. Good selling the rest of the quarter, and we hope this has been of value to you. Again, my ID, if you want to send me an email, is jrnelson, N-E-L-S-O-N, at us.ibm.com. And I'd appreciate any feedback you have and ideas for future subjects for webinars. Thank you.
Thank you for joining today's conference. That does conclude the call at this time. All participants may disconnect. Presenters, please stand by.